Proclamation number 8106 of 20th of February, 1962. God wants to be known. Reasons for the revelations. It cannot be told to you often enough that I appear unusually in the end time because I want to save you humans from ruin. I use many means. I address every individual person in his fate of life. I show myself in unusual events of all kinds because everything that happens is my will or my permission. And I speak to you humans directly from above through the transmission of my word. Because I only want to achieve one thing, that you recognize me myself in everything that happens, in everything you encounter, be it of a joyful or sorrowful nature. I only want to be recognized by you. I want you humans to believe in a God and Creator who wants to be your Father and who, in His love, tries everything to win your hearts for Himself. This is why I reveal myself. This is why I also send you my word from above. For you shall receive information as to why everything happens and that one is above you who directs everything that happens, even though he takes people's free will into account. Yet my will and my might will know how to judge everything correctly which people's will does wrong, and therefore much responsibility also rests on the human being himself. But since you humans are mostly ignorant, since you lack the right knowledge, I will also try to convey this to you by informing you about the meaning and purpose of your earthly life and your earthly task. You humans no longer have much time at your disposal, but it can still suffice to induce you to strive towards me myself as your God and Creator, and this is the only thing I still want to achieve, so that you need not fear a new banishment in the end when the whole earthly creation will be judged on you again. You must therefore accept this as a reason when I reveal myself to you through my word. I address you. And in her doff grace which my love bestows upon you, because my word has a strength which can easily cause a change of will in you. And then you will be saved for all eternity if your will changes, if it turns towards me, and I can now also grasp you. For it concerns your free will. Neither I nor my adversary can force you into the direction of your will. But my word can bring it about that you give me your will, because through my word you learn to recognize me myself and my nature, because my word is a direct illumination of love which can ignite in you, and because you come close to me myself if you willingly listen to my word and act accordingly. It is a means of grace with such a significant effect that you humans can be awakened to life which lasts forever. For it is life itself. It is an emanation of strength which can awaken everything dead to life if only it gives up its resistance. Therefore you should listen to me when I speak to you myself. You should not reject my messengers who convey my word to you, for I myself send them to you because I recognize hearts which only still require my illumination of love in order to come alive, in order to then have escaped eternal death. And I will have to speak loudly to anyone who does not pay attention to my silent address, which will also often happen before the end, for where I only see a possibility to soften human hearts I will leave no stone unturned, because it is not about the body's well-being but about the state of the soul, which shall be saved before the end. Don't doubt my love. For even if you humans are not always able to recognize it, it is nevertheless the reason for everything you experience and which also often affects you painfully. And as long as there is still a possibility to influence human hearts, I will not fail to grant them help. For I don't want them to perish. I want them to attain eternal life and be blissfully happy. Amen.